Now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time to take a look at sports on this Thursday, July 21st. I'm Gary Lee. The Missouri State West Plains Grizzly basketball program has some new coaches on the bench for the upcoming season. Ozark Radio Sports talked with head coach Jared Fay about the new coaches on the bench this year.
Well, we were fortunate to hire Braxton Williams. He's a West Plains graduate from 2012 and has not lived here since then. He went and played college ball at a couple different places and coached out in Arizona. And so he's excited to be back home. And then Walt Belcher from Mountain View, but he was down in Indian River the last 6 years. And they've been to the national tournament the last couple years. Very impressive what they did there. He's kept his home this whole time in Mountain View and just decided he wanted to move back here and kind of gifted to us. And we're very excited to have him as well.
Coach Fay was asked what the new coaches will bring to the Grizzly basketball program.
Braxton in particular spent 2 years working for Playmakers Basketball in Arizona, and they trained guys. So Braxton's actually trained a handful of NBA players. I think that'll be his big strength, his player development. Coach Belcher will do some of that too. Coach Belcher obviously has a lot of experience coaching in X's and O's, and so we'll divide things up, but I'm very confident that both of them can do what they need to do.
The Grizzlies will hit the hardwood in October with a jamboree, and of course you will be able to catch all the Grizzly basketball games on Hot Country KDY 102.5. The St. Louis Cardinals are getting ready to start the second half of the MLB season on the road, taking on the Cincinnati Reds, which will start Friday. With more on the upcoming series and the All-Star break, here is your Redbird update.
Today is the final day of the All-Star break as the Cardinals resume play tomorrow night. The Cardinals will open a three-city road trip by playing a three-game weekend series in Cincinnati. They will also visit Toronto and Washington, D.C. during the trip. A day after playing in his final All-Star game, Albert Pujols wins a prestigious award at the ESPY Awards, also being held in L.A. Pujols is awarded with the Muhammad Ali Humanitarian Award for his work with the Pujols Family Foundation. He was presented the award by St. Louis native and former Cardinals broadcaster Joe Buck. Pujols has impacted lives both in the United States and the Dominican Republic through his foundation and has worked a lot with kids with Down syndrome. Former Kansas City Chief Laurent Duvernay-Tardif won the award last year. Former St. Louis Ram Chris Long won the award in 2019. Pujols and the Cardinals play the Reds tomorrow night. These two teams played right before the All-Star break, with St. Louis winning each game before the finale was rained out on Sunday. For the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Matt Pauley.
Once again, the Cardinals are back in action Friday as they travel to Cincinnati to take on the Reds. The pregame Friday will get underway at 4:45 and the first pitch 5:30, and you'll be able to catch it all on KUKU and KWPM. It's getting closer. The sixth annual ORN Cares Charity Golf Tournament, presented by State Farm Insurance agent Justin Shelby. It will be held Friday, July 29th. It's a two-person, 18-hole scramble, which will take place at the North Terra Golf Course in West Plains, out BB Highway. The cost is $150 per team. There's prizes on every hole, and a minimum of four flights will be paid out. This year's recipient is the Diaper Resource Center. To sign up, contact Vanessa Williams at 417-256-3131. If you want to play, you need to call and register your team, as this tournament will fill up. That is a check of sports. Again, I'm Gary Lee.